stop 13 cycles.
Many logs are lying on the forest floor in this area. It may look a little messy, but everything here is important. These downed logs provide homes for many forest creatures. Redback and spotted salamanders, earthworms, beetles, slugs, ants, and spiders all find shelter here. Fungi live and grow on decaying logs. If you were to break apart a rotting log, you might find white threads growing through it. These are hyphae, the body of a fungus. More than one fungus is fungi. Mushrooms are the fruiting bodies of fungi and are eaten by mice, turtles, and many different insects. Although we often overlook them, and they are often out of sight, fungi are everywhere, playing an important role in connecting the different parts of the forest together. Fungi helps trees pull nutrients from the soil, and they break down dead materials so it doesn't bury us. As fungi and other creatures slowly break down the logs, fallen branches and last year's leaves, nutrients and rich organic material are being released back into the forest soil. Decaying logs are also often a tree nursery, creating a sheltered, nutrient-rich environment for germinating seeds. Use your finger to explore the log at this stop. Can you trace the curving paths on its surface? Those tracks were made by small beetles which live and reproduce under the bark of dead or dying trees. The paths start out quite narrow at the beginning, growing ever larger until they reach the end of the track. Each path was made by a single beetle larva, starting as an egg, hatching into a grub, and growing in size as it ate its way through the tree until it changed into an adult, came out of the tree, and left to start a family of its own. Perhaps you can find a gallery where tracks radiate out from a central area. This is where a clutch of beetle eggs was laid, hatched, and grew up together. In some parts of the world, bark beetles can be pests of living trees, but here in New England, they are an important part of nature's recycling system. White ashes that are part of a mixed forest, such as this one, were impacted heavily by a disease-causing microorganism in the 1990s. But such changes in nature often benefit other organisms. As the ashes on this hill have died, they have created snags, the dead standing trees that provide nesting cavities for woodpeckers and chickadees, titmice, and other cavity nesting birds. Look high up for holes, or listen for the angry chicken call of the red-bellied woodpeckers that often nest in this area.
Travel directions to stop 14. The next stop is back at the visitor's center. Continue uphill at a comfortable pace, keeping the rope on your left. There are three places to rest along the way. At the bird blind, cross the trail diagonally to the rope on your right for a short distance. When the rope ends at the large wooden kiosk, angle slightly to the left and continue to the stone patio at the butterfly garden. If you are visiting between April and October, listen for the sound of the next stop, a small fountain that should be on your left. Proceed toward the fountain, which may be shaded by a 10x10 canopy.